on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Badger Hockey.
Lifts and shoots and scores!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Classic produces a sequel, and the Badgers are hoping the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off is no different. Tonight, the defending champions shoot to make it back-to-back titles here in Milwaukee, with only the Clarkson Golden Knights standing in their way. Good evening, and welcome back to the Brew City in the American Family Insurance broadcast booth inside Fiserv Forum. I'm Rob Vogel, joined as always by Mr. Holiday Cheer himself, Ian Perrin. And Ian, a solid 4-zip win last night against Lake Superior State put the Badgers back in this title game for the second straight year. To hoist the hardware again, they'll need to repeat that winning formula that they had in last night's victory. Speed, skill. Speed and skill, rinse and repeat. That's what the coaches told us.
I don't know what they were talking about.
They're crazy, right?
They're nuts. Yeah. I don't know. But no, I think that totally different makeup of both teams that they have faced. Lake State being bigger, slower, going with the neutral zone trap. I'm pretty sure Clarkson's not going to do that. They're going to come out and try and go full bore. If you watched yesterday's game, then Clarkson got, you know, came back with four goals after being down 3-0, and they scored those four goals, bing, bang, bong. So they have the ability to be wide open just like the Badgers do. So it'll be more of a chess match, I think, so to speak, of skill and speed versus before it was big and lumbering versus skill and speed. We'll see what happens. But I don't think the Badgers have to change much, to be honest with you.
Not that you would expect this Clarkson team to be scared or nervous or intimidated at all about playing the Badgers here in this Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off Championship game. But they did rally from a 3-zip deficit last night against UMass to get the 6-3 victory to earn their spot here in the championship game. And in fact, they've had success against this Badger team in Madison last season.
Correct.
A 1-1 tie in the opener, and then they beat the Badgers 3-zip in the series finale. So they know the team, they know what it takes to beat them, and in fact they've done it recently.
Well, interestingly enough, I was very, very impressed with Ethan Hyder last year. I mean, he really did a good job, and the Badgers really peppered him even in the 3-0 loss, but he was the difference maker for them to get a tie and the 3-0 victory for Clarkson. However, in looking at his game stats for this part of the year, this far in the year, I guess I should say, they're 8-8-2, and he has not put up, I wouldn't say astronomically good numbers by any stretch of the imagination. I seem to remember he had like a 930 save percentage coming into Madison, and now all of a sudden he's down at 900, which is not bad, but it's not to his standards, I don't think.
Clarkson Golden Knights got off to a bit of a slow start this year, losing their first three games, but then had a five-game winning streak during the season, and obviously the victory last night got them into the championship game, so they feel they've been playing better hockey as of late. The Clarkson Golden Knights will take on the Badgers. The team's warming up on the ice here at Fiserv Forum below us, getting ready for tonight's title tilt. And it means something for the Badgers, who won this tournament a year ago. And we're talking to the coaches or the players all week long and before tonight's contest, you hear them talk about what it means to play in-state in a tournament like this, in this building here in Milwaukee, where the Milwaukee Bucks won a championship a couple of years ago. And they want to put on a show for their home state fans, especially the Wisconsin natives on this roster.
Well, what's interesting to me is a little side comment by number 21, I won't mention his name, but he turned to me and I said, well, good luck tonight. And he goes, we didn't come here to get participation trophies. And I was like, yeah, okay. That's a good way to look at it.
And last year, the Badgers did indeed walk away with all the hardware. They won in a shootout in the title game over Providence. To the sixth round it went before Zach Erdahl got the game winner. They had the most outstanding forward in Matthew D. St. Paul and the most outstanding defenseman in Corson Coulemans. Collecting all the hardware, the Badgers hope to do that again here tonight. They'll take on the Clarkson Golden Knights in this championship game. As our pregame show continues, we'll have more on this matchup between these two teams, and we'll get you the starting lineups and check in on the injury report for the Badgers. But up next, it's time to check in with the Badgers head coach, Tony Granato. From Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, it's the championship game, the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Get it.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 23. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 27. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 14. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Welcome back to Fiserv Forum as we count down towards face-off in this championship game between the Badgers and Clarkson Golden Knights, joined now by Badgers head coach Tony Granato. And coach, last night, you know, holiday hockey is, borrow that line from Forrest Gump, it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. You got a little of everything last night. What pleased you most about the way your team performed last night and getting that 4-0 victory to open this tournament?
Well, I think as the game went along, we got our skating legs and we did what we had to do early in the game when we weren't as sharp as we would have liked to have been because of the layoff and because of the lineup changes. We've had lots of, you know, guys playing different positions because of the injuries and illnesses that we got going on. So I thought that was really important for us to just kind of settle into the game. I think the positives of last night, we got some performances. Sam Stang, who scored a goal, wasn't just the goal he scored. I thought he was outstanding. He had to move to center without Stramel in the lineup, and he really did a heck of a job down the middle of the ice for us. So that was really important. We had Robbie Newton, who hadn't played a game yet in his collegiate career, to the lineup. He had a regular shift and was really solid for us. We had Luke Lemaster and Shea Donovan both playing forward positions because of our lack of with our injuries and all the things that are going up there. So those guys both did a great job. So we're really excited with the contributions from all four lines last night. And that's it's big when you play a game like that. If four lines are going, You don't have to overplay guys in back-to-back games after not playing for 2 weeks. Had we had to rely on Caulfield's line or a different line to play big, big minutes last night, you'd worry about how they'd recover and be ready for tonight. So I think tonight we should have more energy. Just got our feet wet again last night after a couple weeks off. And tonight it's important for us to skate. We got to skate tonight. This is a big team that loves to protect the net front. They're physical along the boards, a bunch of big bodies. We're going to have to pay a price inside there, and I think our speed will be something that if we can move the puck quick and make their challenge their D with our speed, we'll have opportunities off the rush and in the offensive zone.
You mentioned some of those lineup changes that you were forced to make with your guys last night. Donovan, Lemaster having to play more time or different positions, and Lemaster moving up to forward. So does it make now when the defensemen get together, they're all raising their hands, say, "Coach, I'm willing to go play forward or do something else," that you've got guys who can do more than just one thing?
Well, what I like, and what I say this about the these kids, Luke Lemaster, it's his attitude and his work ethic and what he's meant to our team, even sometimes when he's not in the lineup, is extremely important. And he's a guy that he's on the bench. When he's called upon, he gets out there and gives us everything he's got. So he's been one of those kids that you just cheer for, and you look to get more opportunity for him because he's such a competitor and such a big part of our room. And, last night he went, he started at four, but we needed him at D, especially on the PK kind of things. And then we lost Cools there for, a segment of the game there. He had, some illness that he didn't feel quite right, so he went back and played a regular shift on D for 10 minutes while Cools was out. And then Shea went up. Shea Donovan, who hadn't played a game this year either, went up and played right wing in the whole third period, regular shift, and did a really solid job for us. So when you see guys that haven't been in the lineup that are able to come in and keep up with the game and find ways to contribute positively, you know how hard they've worked to be ready for that opportunity. So you put Newton and for sure Donovan in that. Lemaster's got a little bit more ice time already, but we're asking a lot of these guys, and they stepped up last night and gave us big games.
We'll have more with Badgers head coach in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
joined again by Badgers head coach Tony Granato as we count down towards face-off between the Badgers and Clarkson Golden Knights in this championship game, in the Quick Trip face-off championship game. And coach, I guess maybe some people didn't expect Clarkson to be in the championship game, just thinking UMass was the ranked team. They won a national championship a couple years ago. But you know very well how good they are and what you saw on the team from them last year and then what they were able to do last night. What do you expect from this Clarkson Golden Knights squad?
Yeah, they're better than their record. They are. They're a grinding team. Like I said, you know, in the first segment, they make you pay a price for everything that happens out on the ice. They're gonna be in your face. They're gonna be physical on you. They're gonna lean on you. And you know, it's a good test for us to know that to win a game tonight, we got to be ready to battle. And that's what hockey's all about. Winning a tournament, winning a championship, winning a game at this level, you have to pay a price. And tonight's one of those games where we know what they're going to come at us with. And if we're ready to respond and we're ready to skate and we're ready to compete, there's a chance we'll have a lot of success. Because I think down low in the offensive zone, their D are big, but they're not as mobile as lots of defense that we play against in our conference. But they're good. Let's respect this team for who they are. They're a bunch of guys that are looking to win a tournament as much. They want to win as much as we do. And so for us to be successful, we'll have to be at our best.
Coach Rosicky mentioned on the postgame show last night, one of the things that your team was able to do successfully was using your speed and your skill to get the 4-0 victory. Something that you had to do against teams, whether it's Long Island or Lindenwood, where they've got some size, got some guys who will get in lanes and block shots. That going to be a key again tonight against Clarkson, getting to your speed and your skill and being able to use that against the Golden Knights?
Yeah, for sure. I think, like we said a minute ago, I think in the offensive zone, we got to be willing to escape from traffic and problems. And as far as when we're congested, and there's big bodies around us, we got to figure a way to get out of it. And again, that's about being ready to play. And you know, our group knows the importance of what this means to our program. We talked about it coming into this tournament. All these Wisconsin kids that grew up dying to be a Badger, this is a special opportunity for them. Last night, three of those guys scored goals for us. You know, you look at Stang, like I said, played outstanding. He got a big goal for us. Bantle, another kid that's been, you know, playing great but hasn't filled the net as much as we thought he would, or as much as he probably will in the second half, big goal for us. And then obviously Brock Caulfield started us off with a big goal. So these Wisconsin kids are in there all fired up as if it was a Stanley Cup playoff game, and that's the way they should be.
As it is, they're going for a second straight title here tonight. That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. We'll have more with the pregame show in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin here at Five Surf Forum in downtown Milwaukee for tonight's championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff, the second annual event. Badgers were the champions a year ago, winning in a shootout over Providence a night after beating Yale in overtime in the semifinals. Tonight, the Badgers will get Clarkson in the title game. Time now for our UW Health Injury Report, brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. For the Badgers injury news, Jack Horbach is out. He's out with mononucleosis, and that'll be a little while for Jack, who is an important player for this team. Ian, we were talking a bit about it last night. Not just to have another forward, which the Badgers are a little shorthanded now in that department, with the likes of Charlie Stramel gone to the World Junior Championships, and Braden Morrison and Caden Brown leaving the program to return to the junior ranks, and Ty Smolonic just returning to the Badgers after a lengthy absence for personal reasons. But Jack Horbach, also a key penalty killer, faceoff man, you name it. What Horbach had teamed up with Owen Lindmark, they were very good on this special teams unit as penalty killers.
Penalty chemistry between Lindmark and Horbach was second to none in Big Ten play, non-conference play, whatever you want to call it, whatever games they were involved with. But he's a skilled player, not very big, but a skilled player. And the fact that he's high energy, that's the big thing, is that, and I guess if I was to sum up Horbach's attitude, it would be, I don't take crap from anybody, and that's the type of guy you need to do to have on your penalty kill unit. He will be sorely missed. Hopefully they'll be able to find someone to replace him until he gets back.
And one of those men charged with replacing him right now in the short term is Robbie Newton, who got his first collegiate start last night, the Milwaukee native getting to do so in his hometown. And we heard Coach Granato mentioning ago that he was very pleased with the effort and the play of Robbie Newton, among others, he in the lineup. And as we take a look at those starting lineups, brought to you by Quick Trip for the Badgers, Brock Caulfield will center Matthew D. St. Paul and Cruz Lucius. And Brock Caulfield must have taken residency here in this building. He scored the overtime game winner last year against Yale and had a great goal last night to get things started for the Badgers.
Well, it's the only time of the year that there's ice here in Fiserv Forum for these four games. He would have a tough time scoring if he played for two other teams, too. I guess it would be a little bit different.
That would be difficult. Owen Lindmark centers Jack Gorniak and Carson Bantle. Bantle with the power play tally last night, his second power play goal of the season. Dominic Mersch will center Liam Malmquist and Robbie Newton. And Sam Stang, along with Luke Lemaster, the defenseman moved up to forward, and Zach Erdahl round out that fourth line. And Sam Stang, one of those Badgers who's now got goals in back-to-back games. Nice to find other guys, especially at this time of year, and to see if you can get some offensive production out of somebody else and find it. And Sam Stang, the junior out of Eau Claire, certainly one of those that Coach Granato and the staff and the team are looking for to see if he can pick up that production.
Well, I think one of the big objectives was to get him to score, but I think the telltale sign is that when he moved from either left wing or right wing to center, he got the puck a lot more, especially last night. And he has Erdahl, who seems to draw people to him. He's kind of a magnet for the opposition. And then he dumps it to Sam Stang. And usually when Sam's in full flight, he's a hard man to catch.
Daniel Lotch and Ben Dexheimer, defensive pairing together. Lotch with 31 blocks on the season. That's most among Badgers. Tyson Jugnauth and Anthony Kerr pair together, along with Mike Vorlicki and Carson Kuhlmans. Kuhlmans on the ice for three of the four goals last night for the Badgers. Jared Moe will be back between the pipes for the Badgers here in his second shutout of the season, thanks to 24 saves last night. He, no stranger to this event and having success, had 50 saves out of 54 shots that he faced a year ago in this Quick Trip holiday faceoff, including stopping five of six shootout attempts in that championship game. Those are our Quick Trip starting lineups. Our pregame show continues here from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative. Because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Working our way towards face-off in this championship game of the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. Rob Lowell along with Ian Perrin. Let's take a look at the series history between the Badgers and the Clarkson Golden Knights, who hail from, where is Clarkson University, Ian?
The armpit of New York. Potsdam.
I don't know that that is the official city model, and if it I is, think,
I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
If it is, they should probably think about changing it, but yeah. You're right. It is up there. It's on the border of New York and nowhere, for sure. But the Badgers do have some history with these Clarkson Golden Knights. Teams are 6-6-3 all time, including a pair of meetings last year at the Kohl Center in which the team skated to a 1-1 tie in the opener, and then Clarkson won 3-0 in the series finale. Badgers are 2-6-2 against the Golden Knights in the last 10 meetings between these two squads. But tonight they will play for the first time in a championship game. It's the third time they will meet in a neutral site game. The Badgers 2-0 all time in neutral site meetings between the Golden Knights, who are a program, Ian, that has some history and has some success in reaching the NCAA tournament, being, even though, as you said, the armpit of New York, they have had success in the ECAC in college hockey over the years, for sure.
I mean, it's their pride and joy. I mean, Clarkson is renowned for its hockey. As you said, you can spit into Ontario from the Potsdam rink. It's just that so close, and they recruit a lot from there, but as a prestigious school in the ECAC, they also have dented into the overseas market quite significantly, too.
Teams are taking the ice. We'll have the pregame introductions, the starting lineups, and get you ready for opening faceoff here, the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff Championship game between the Badgers and the Clarkson Golden Knights. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you as a police officer that this department is reaching out to the community and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Badgers shooting to make it their 10th tournament title in Milwaukee in 16 tries. The Golden Knights standing in their way tonight. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt opening faceoff comes your way next from Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Near center ice, he'll fire one towards the net and scores! Big glove save, he snatches it out of the air. Works to the logo, shoots and scores! 2-on-1, but I think he's low on gas. But gets it to Caulfield. Caulfield shoots and scores! Caulfield, Badgers win! What a finish! What a game!
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
It's the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off Championship game. Tonight, it's the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Golden Knights for Clark from Clarkson for the title. The Badgers trying to make it 2 straight here at Fiserv Forum, winning last year's championship game in a shootout. Will there be the same amount of drama tonight? We shall find out. Time now for our opening face-off, brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt and real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Puck has dropped and we are underway with another great day for hockey. Coming to you from Fiserv Forum in the Brew City, it's the Badgers and the Golden Knights from Clarkson. Play begins in the Badger zone. Kuhlman's behind his own net, looking for a friendly stick. Lobs it out to center ice. It bounces its way to DeSaint-Fell. A centering pass right through the slot. Goes all the way to the far boards, but crashing into the net are one Badger, one Golden Knight, and one netminder, Ethan Hyder, having to pull him out to the
and
cage.
One referee with his arm in the air. He's going to call an interference call or a hooking call against Clarkson. Into the penalty box will Trey Taylor, the left-handed defenseman, as he pulled down Brock Caulfield on that nifty little pass by Matty DeSaint-Fell.
The netminder starting tonight for Clarkson is Ethan Hyder, and for the Badgers, Jared Moe. A couple of Clarkson Golden Knights with some Wisconsin ties. Anthony Callen from Middleton, Wisconsin, in his fifth year. He's got the COVID year, so he got an extra season here. Fans know him well with his 18-plus years, it seems like, with the Madison Capitals, and then great success with his Clarkson program. Leads the team with 8 goals, but right now it's the Badgers getting a quartz power play to start the evening. Set it up in the offensive zone. A pass out front for Gorniak that's tipped just wide of the net. Erdahl will keep it along the near boards. His backhand pass down low is picked off. And the Golden Knights able to just clear the zone. Jugnauth has it. He'll play it back towards his own blue line to Dexheimer. Dexheimer ahead to Stang, who couldn't control it at the line. Loses it. It's bouncing around. And finally, the Golden Knights steer it over the Badger blue line, where Stang, now with a head of steam, circles back through the neutral zone. Sam Stang, the junior forward out of Eau Claire, gets it over the line to Gorniak. Gorniak puts on the brakes, loses control. The puck, Erdahl can't get to it in time. And it's chopped out of the zone and then dumped right back in. And Hyder will stop it behind his cage as the Badgers get a change to their second power play unit. Dumped all the way down into the Badger zone. A funny bounce. Not so funny because it comes right out into the blue paint where Moe had to quickly get his glove down on top of it. Now the Badgers break it back in the offensive zone. Lucius sends it to the far side to Bantle. Tries to get away from one check. Reverses course. DeSaint-Fall will poke it along the back wall to the near side. The Golden Knights able to get control and wrist it all the way down the ice. Kuhlman's couldn't glove it down. And Moe will have to stop it behind his cage. Nearly 2 minutes gone by in the opening period, 35 seconds remaining in the hooking call to Trey Taylor. Kuhlman's at his own blue line, plays it back behind him at East St. Paul. The most outstanding forward in last year's tournament. Gets it to Bantle. Bantle's backhand pass off the boards is broken up and sent down into the Badger end. And Mo will have to come out and play it as Eric Backholtz is right on top of him. Mo steers it over to Lucius. Lucius with time now as Barkholz heads off on a change, and here comes Lucius through the neutral zone, in over the line, tries to drag it between his legs, does so, but then loses the puck. Kuhlemans, though, collects the clearing attempt, gets it to Brock Caulfield. Caulfield back to Kuhlemans, the number one power play unit, back out there for a second time. Kuhlemans from just inside the line, loses in his skates, it plops out to center ice, dangerously so for a moment as Clarkson comes back at full strength, and Taylor coming out of the box almost was sprung loose there.
No shots on net on that power play.
Nope. Badgers here will send it all the way down the ice, and an icing call as Hyder touches it up at the other end. They talk about that sometimes. In fact, the Badgers' season opened at Ohio State on a power play because of a delayed game call that went on the Buckeyes in the warm-ups. And sometimes it's hard to get the special teams going when you're not even into the flow of the game, really to have the blood flowing yet, as they say, and you start out on a power play.
And that was a little bit of a different wrinkle for the Badgers as they put four forwards and one defenseman. Kuhlemans was not out there with Dexheimer. He ended up being on the point with Cruz Lucius.
But now face off to the left of Jared Moe in the Badger zone. It was a scoreless first period last night for the Badgers until they got things going in the second period. Brock Caulfield getting the Badgers on the board. For Clarkson, it was a bit of a slow start as well in one regards, in that they were behind 1-0 despite a heavy outshooting of UMass. They found themselves trailing on the scoreboard, but then after that, things even out in the shot department, but Clarkson took over the game, especially in the third period in which they scored four goals. Puck bouncing around in the Badger zone. Mersch can't get to it. It's held at the line. Play down low. A centering pass right up front. And a one-timer on the deflection.
Lord.
And a big save by Jared Moe as Matthew Gosselin was cutting through the slot. Redirected the centering pass, but Moe equal to the task.
Mike Borlicki got caught watching. Watching all the play in the corner, trying to make a decision. If it comes out of the corner, do I attack or do I stay with? Had no idea that the right-handed right-handed forward for Clarkson was right on the back door.
And if you had to go down the list of people you don't want to see with that sort of opportunity, Matthew Gosselin would be right at the top.
Yep.
He had a hat trick last night on five shots, so he certainly comes in hot in that top line of he with Artin Martino and Jakob Schmidt. Svestrup were a plus nine last night. They all got on the score sheet and had productive nights. So the Badgers have to keep tabs on them for sure. Gosselin with the hat trick. Romano, Anthony Romano had a couple of goals for the Golden Knights, who played into the Badger zone. Around the boards it goes past Sam Stang. It'll go back into the Golden Knights zone. They wave off any icing call so the Badgers can get a change here. Nearly 4 minutes gone by in this opening period. Still no score. Golden Knights back on the attack, bringing it in the offensive zone. Bouncing around on the far side before DeSaint Fowl can get to it. Can't get it out of the zone. It's poked off his stick by Chris Clack. Ian's favorite name on the list of the Golden Knights players.
He played for the Railroaders, didn't he?
Chris Clack comes right off the tongue. Golden Knights dump it in. Jared Moe will cover it up with pressure coming down on top of him with 15:46 to go in the first. He'll take a faceoff.
We'll take a faceoff to the right-hand side of Jared Moe. And interestingly enough, this has been wide open by comparison to last night's game. At least in my perspective, it's been much more wide open. But the scoring opportunities have been one, and that was the pass out of the corner.
Middleton native Anthony Callen to take the draw for the Golden Knights, but it's the Badgers, who are one of the best in college hockey and certainly in the Big Ten as well, in the faceoff department, win that one, and Anthony Kerr will dump it in deep into the offensive zone. Dustin McFowell plays it from the back wall along the near side, but Badgers pinch in. They take it off of Ryan Richardson's stick, and the battle commences in the near corner. Cruz Lucius can't get to it, and now a chance for McFowell to take it to the far side. Centering pass hits the side of the cage, and now Callen has it for the Golden Knights, wearing their green sweaters with gold and white trim. Badgers in their white sweaters with red trim. Centering pass by Lucius, bounces off a couple of skates, it'll come back to Kuhlemans inside the blue line. His wrist shot is blocked up front as three Golden Knights bodies were right down the shooting lane, and that looked like a painful shot block to Chris Clack, who maybe didn't see it coming, and he absorbed the puck.
Didn't see it coming, and the unfortunate part for the Badgers that there was a whistle when Clack brought the puck down. He pushed it forward with his hand, and they'll call a hand pass against Clarkson, because the Badgers had some pretty good pressure.
Badgers enter this contest now 8-0 9-11 on the season, thanks to last night's victory. Clarkson at 8-8-2 on the year. They hail from the ECAC. Their 11 points has them in 7th place currently in the ECAC standings. It's a team for Clarkson. Their seniors, despite success in terms of having over 60 wins in their time as a group, have yet to play in an NCAA tournament game thanks to COVID canceling it 1 year and other issues for the ACAC. So they're hoping to end that streak and get a chance to play in the NCAA tournament. Kuhlmans will wrap it around the board to the far side to Malmquist, who tips it out to center ice. Badgers get a cross ice pass right under the stick of Newton. Newton slams on the brakes at the near circle. He'll backhand it down low below the goal line. Mersch follows up, then he's dumped down for behind. Malmquist gets to the puck, wraps it around the boards at the near point. Vorlicki throws it towards the net. It goes just wide of the net after deflecting off bodies out front. Dexheimer plays it down to Malmquist. He's snapping off from a sharp angle. That's stopped by Hyder. Golden Knights get control, but good aggressive forecheck by Newton causes a turnover. Malmquist falls down, but pokes it towards the front of the net. Newton following up. Good effort gets it back to Dexheimer. Gets away from one check. Then a second Golden Knight. Dexheimer will walk it down low. Defenseman cutting towards the middle. Had it on his forehand. The puck rolls off and goes harmlessly below the goal line. But Mersch picks it up. He'll play it back to the point, but no Badger was there as they're in the middle of a change. And so Gorniak scoops it up at center ice. Jack plays it back to Dexheimer inside his own zone. The freshman defenseman slides it over to Luke LeMaster, and here comes LeMaster now with a head of steam through the neutral zone. He'll wrist it in from center ice. Hyder stops it behind his cage and helps it along. Golden Knights reverse course, but to pick it off is Owen Lindmark. He'll play it below the goal line to Bantle. Bantle tried a backhand pass, but partially fanned on it. That's going to allow the Golden Knights to clear the zone as Barkholz plays it all the way down into the Badger zone. No icing call here as they were the first ones to it. Barkholz has it taken off his stick as he's checked to the wall. Badgers get control. LeMaster now below the goal line on the near side. Wraps it around the boards, can't get it out of the zone. Pinching in and holding it in, the Golden Knights work it around from the blue line. A shot that goes over the top of the cage, comes to the near side. Clack trying to get to it, can't. It's jabbed at and goes back behind the net where Lindmark puts on the brakes, and he'll set up shop there as Clarkson goes for a line change, giving the Badgers a little relief and a chance to break it out cleanly. Latch takes the pass from Lindmark. Latch up through the middle, finds Bantle's stick. Bantle in over the line, partially fans on the, well, he really fully fanned on that one. But Stang coming hard his backhand to his forehand, flips it up high, but Hyder sticks out the mitt to make a huge save, denying Sam Stang.
That was a big-time play. I mean, he just showed a burst of speed and turned that defenseman to the outside, cut back into the inside, and instead of trying to dipsy with his backhand, he turns around on his forehand and fires a bullet right into the glove of Hyder. So we've seen two big-time saves, one by each goaltender here in the first period.
Stang, the Detroit Red Wings draft choice, who scored goals in each of the last two games, including last night, bidding to make it three in a row there. Good move, good patience on the forehand. Did get it up, not elevated quite enough, as Hyder was able to get it with the glove. Stang plays a cross-ice pass out of his own zone to Erdahl. Erdahl being harassed, but still maintains control of the puck. Nifty little backhand pass keeps the action flowing for the Badgers. And a wrist shot from Donovan through traffic from the high slot is deflected wide of the net. Comes back to Donovan. Another shot that's tipped off a skate and goes behind the net. Donovan follows up on the forecheck. One of those defensemen getting a chance to play because the Badgers are shorthanded in the forward department. So Donovan playing forward here.
And doing a good job of it.
Kuhlmans playing defenseman at center ice, delivers a check, disrupts the flow. Trying to figure out, because it's weird looking down there and seeing three defensemen and just putting it together in your brain. All right, who again is playing defense and which one of you is playing the forward on this shift? Here comes Lucius for the Badgers. He's a forward and puts a wrist shot right on Ed, and Hyder takes it in the chest, hangs on to get the whistle and a faceoff with 11:47 to go in the first to his left.
I was going to comment, when Shea was out there, Shea Donovan was the third man back or the forward back, and unlike other forwards, he doesn't just go 5 feet away from his guy and hope that he doesn't get the pass. Shea just bang right on top of this guy. Gave the defenseman so much more confidence when they know that the other guy is covered.
After the face-off, the Golden Knights able to get control, and here's Callen at center ice, plays a pass over to Clack. Clack has it taken off his stick. Callen tries to get to it, can't get control of it. It's chopped at towards Moe, who quickly covers up. Good thing he does, because he had pressure right on top of him as Ryan Taylor was camped out on the doorstep. So a face-off in the Badger zone now. Badgers have outshot Clarkson 4-3 so far in this contest. I mentioned last night, Clarkson outshot UMass 15-6, but it was the Minutemen who led 1-0 on the scoreboard after one.
Yeah, they're pretty high-powered. They can really pick them up and put them down. There's no question about that. I just don't know if they're at the skill level that they have been in previous years.
Anthony Callen, the fifth-year senior, to take the draw, but the Badgers control it. Kuhlemans can't get it out of the zone, and a wrist shot from the slot by Clack beats Jared Moe, and the Golden Knights strike first. They lead it 1-0.
Yeah, simplified turnover, to say the least. You get into a situation where Kuhlemans panicked a little bit with the puck, and he just tried to do the flip pass, and instead he ends up putting it right on the stick of Clack. And he had a lot of traffic in front. Nice low wrist shot. Beat Moe.
Staring from close range, it's Chris Clack getting the goal, his first of the season. And it has given the Golden Knights a 1-0 lead here in this championship game at Fiserv Forum. So the Badgers will face some adversity early here now and have to try to rally. Failed clearing attempt by Kuhlemans right up the middle, ended up right on the stick of Clack, who found himself staring right at Jared Moe and was able to beat him on the blocker side.
Yeah, he beat him low on the blocker side. It was right between the pad and the blocker, and that's the perfect place to put it.
So faceoff now just outside the Badger zone in front of their bench. Bouncing around, Golden Knights able to play it back towards the Badger end, but Lotch has it. He'll give it over to Dexheimer on the near side. Dexheimer at center ice, goes cross ice onto the stick of Malmquist. He'll throw it right in on the netminder, Hyder, who gloves it and elects to hang on and take a faceoff to his right. Mention Anthony Callen, who hails from Middleton. We joke about how long he played with the Madison Capitals organization. Officially, it was a record 12 seasons with the Capitals, starting with AAA hockey and then going on to the USHL team before he found his way to Clarkson, where now he's in his fifth year there. He's setting records wherever he goes for length of stay. He's not an overnight stay guy. Badgers on wraparound attempt, finds its way to Bantle stick from the slot, and his shot is denied. It'll come back to the Badger end where Dexheimer collects it, plays a long lead pass through the neutral zone onto the stick of Gorniak. Gorniak in over the line, plays a pass. Lindmark. Badgers still get control of it, however, as Gorniak will play back to Dexheimer just inside the blue line. He has to play it off the boards below the goal line. Lindmark is checked, but the Badgers get control of it. Lindmark spins around to the forehand, and he'll cycle it down low, but it hops over Bantle's stick, who couldn't control. This allows the Golden Knights a chance to clear, but they can't do so initially, and the Badgers will keep it in. Gorniak along the far boards, top of the circle, gets it to the middle on his backhand side, gets the feet moving, cuts to his forehand and slides it just wide, and then Bantle from behind the cage throws it up front, and finally a whistle comes after the net had been knocked off its moorings for at least a second or two there, and the officials stop play after the Badgers put on some pressure.
Very good play by the goaltender Hyder, because he very intentionally went from the left side of the net to the right side of the net and had his pad stuck right up against it. Came right off.
He had to deny the attempt from Bantle behind the net to throw it off the backside of Hyder, is why he was going so hard to get to the post there. You see more and more of that. A player's not afraid to shoot from anywhere and everywhere, even if you're behind the net. Throw it off the back of the goalie if you can. Lindmark chops it, or Caulfield chops at the draw and wins it. Gets it back to Jugnauth. His wrist shot sails over top of the near side and off the glass. Around the boards it goes and comes out to center ice. Kerr will collect it back in his own zone. Gives it to Lucius. Lucius being watched closely in his own zone by Martino. And finally it's Jugnauth. Now he'll bring it through the neutral zone. Jugnauth gets around a couple of checks. Loses control of the puck, however. Golden Knights can't clear. Turn it over. Lucius in the high slot. Didn't know he had help with him. Trying to get the wrist shot to go, but had it taken off his stick. And the Golden Knights will get it out to center ice. Alex Campbell back in on the attack. Shot right on pad. Saved by Moe. Quickly, good thing he had some steam on that rebound, too, because it went right over Ryan Taylor, who was coming in with an open cage looking for that rebound.
And why was there not a tripping call on that last play down in the offensive zone?
Not 100% sure why on that, but the Badgers do get it in the offensive zone here. Kuhlemans ties up his man along the near boards. Mersch giving assistance as well. Kuhlemans emerges with it. Fakes the shot, goes to Mersch. Backdoor, tic-tac-toe play through the slot, but the Badgers chip it over top of the net. Kuhlemans faking the shot. He was wound up. The stick was high in the air. He slid it over to Mersch, who just redirected it to the slot, and the Badgers just couldn't finish the play. Vorlicki right up through the neutral zone. Long lead pass tipped in by Mersch, and the Badgers will go to work on the forecheck again. Now 9 minutes remaining in the first period, trailing Clarkson 1-0 on the goal early in the first period here by the Golden Knights. In their own zone, the Golden Knights' McFaul will play it out to center ice, lifts it high end over end. Vorlicki awaits, grabs it, throws it ahead, and now Newton will go cross ice off the skates of Stang. Stang gets around his man to his forehand. Stang with a wrist shot right on, and that is saved by Ethan Hyder. A couple of good moves as Sam Stang has already put some pressure on a couple of times here, but still the Badgers trail it 1-0. Back with more exciting action here in period number one in the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff Championship game in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates. Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more. 1-0 our score here in period number one. Clarkson on top of the Badgers with 8:38 to go in the opening period of play. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers to the right of netminder Ethan Hyder. Puck will squirt back behind the net. McFaul will play it off the glass. Can't get it out of the zone initially. Hit Erdahl, and the Badgers, though, do dump it right back in as Shea Donovan wrists it hard into the offensive zone. Power behind his own net is tied up by Erdahl. Badgers create a turnover. Is pinching in his lotch. Puck bouncing around. Erdahl on his backhand emerging from below the goal line. Throws it towards the net. Erdahl checks his man up against the boards. But the puck goes over Dexheimer's stick at the blue line. And he'll have to retreat into his own zone. Dexheimer slams on the break behind the net. Lead pass right up the middle to Erdahl, who turns and gets ahead of steam going through the neutral zone. Weaves his way to the middle. Puts a wrist shot right on. Low glove side. It's scooped up by Hyder and hung on to.
The offside defenseman took offense to the fact that Shea Donovan went in, even though the goaltender had it in his full control. I think that that offside defenseman, who is not listed as a very large man, may have bitten off more than he can chew.
Well, Shea Donovan is rather large in stature.
You got that
at,
right.
At 6'3", 195, the senior out of Duluth, Minnesota. And normally a defenseman getting a chance here to play forward with the Badgers. Short a few forwards due to world championships, illness, and departures from the program. Golden Knights get it out to center ice and brought in by Gosselin. They work it across to the far side and a shot by Jakob Schmidt-Sverstip goes up off the glass. Puck pops high up into the air. It'll come down to Vorlicki below the goal line on the near side. He'll wrist it up the near boards past Gorniak and out to center ice. Schmidt-Sverstip, want to get into that accent from the player from Denmark, and a big hit and bodies collide. Gorniak gets back up to his feet, has the puck in his skates, chopped that a couple times by Gosselin, but gets it to Vorlicki. Vorlicki in over the line on his forehand. He'll drop a pass behind him to Bantle. Bantle helps it along, but it's picked off by Jordan Power, who plays it to the far side for Clarkson, and they'll break it out of the zone. Through center ice, Artin Martino in over the line. A wrist shot that goes well wide and then off the stick of Schmidt-Sverstrup. Say that five times fast. Back to the blue line to Power. His wrist shot is deflected, but pad save by Moe. It'll come to the near boards. Goes past Kuhlemans. Clarkson putting on some pressure here. Centering pass is picked up, and it'll come to Cruz Lucius. Lucius one-on-one, staring at McFaul. Lucius tries to dangle it between his legs. Gets to the puck, though, below the goal line. Then a backhand centering pass is denied. D. St. Paul gets control of it. He'll take it along the far board. Stop at the blue line in front of the Clarkson bench. Play it up off the glass and down low. It goes past Lucius, who's tied up, to the near side. A chance for Clarkson to try to clear. De St. Paul coming to give assistance on the forecheck. He gets the puck loose. Lucius follows up, has a man, and he throws it to him, but he's all tied up, and that was Brock Caulfield, who's dragged down to the ice. Jugnauth tries to hold it at the line, dumps it back in. The Badgers need to touch up to get onside. One of those where maybe Lucius was better off putting the shot on net and throwing it all the way cross ice, but either way, Caulfield was tied up anyway. Here come the Badgers back on the attack. Lucius spinning around, tries the fancy move, has the puck poked away, and the Golden Knights will get it into the Badgers' zone as Luke Mobley brings it in. Play is stopped. There's an injured Badger for one, and that's Dominic Mersch.
Dominic Mersch, and I didn't see what happened, but I, as the play went into the zone, I saw Dominic just laying on the ice and unable to move his left leg. It appears to me his hip or his left leg.
Oh. We're getting a look at the hit a moment ago instead of the replay, but we do see Dominic Mersch on the bench being attended to. He was crawling, as Ian was mentioning, to the bench. The officials right now are discussing it to see if any of the four saw anything back behind the play. They're pointing to a face-off into the Badger zone, so at this point, I think that means that nobody saw anything that they can make a call on anyway.
Well, they confer with their linesman, and if there's nothing that the linesman said, we're in good shape.
We owe our stations across the Badger Radio Network a 10-second legal ID. 10 seconds. This is Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Badgers trailing Clarkson 1-0 with 6:03 to go here in the opening period of play in the championship game of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff here at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Play in the Badger zone. Lucius will get it over to DeSanfal, who gets it up to center ice and then backhands it into the offensive.